Can the small trader really win at Forex? Let's discuss that and a lot more right now. Hi Forex traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here. I'm the owner of The Forex Trading Coach, and today is Friday the 27th of March. And I want to discuss the likelihood or the chances of you being a small trader and your probability of success as being a Forex trader. Now, when I say a small trader, I'm probably talking about most people would be under $100,000. And in reality, the vast majority of small traders out there are trading probably somewhere between about $1,000 and $10,000, if they're trading even live at all. And so if you come under that category, then really this information is designed for you. Because the problem that I see with most small traders is they think everything's against them. They think the brokers are against them. They think the price of the market's against them. You know, every time you place a buy trade, the market goes down. Every time you place a sell trade, the market goes up. And people seem to think that everything's against them. You know, the stop loss hunting, they have lack of facilities, lack of all the other facilities and means that some of the big banks and institutions have. And, you know, you're sat there at home or in your office, wherever it might be, on your laptop, and you're just small fry in a huge world of Forex trading. So people think that everything's against them. Whereas in reality, in my opinion, what's against most people is they have a lack of knowledge, a lack of discipline, a lack of understanding. And probably with most people, when things go against them, they don't stick to their plan. You know, they become despondent. They started changing systems and strategies, looking for the next thing. And that's the problem that most small traders have. They just don't stick to something that works for them. Now, I want to share with you a story about something that I'm really passionate about. And apart from trading and flying a helicopter, my other big passion is cricket. I absolutely love cricket. And so I'm a big fan of New Zealand cricket. Now, I need to tell you a story about New Zealand cricket. See, we have a very small population, 4 million people. We have very limited resources in terms of financial and actually sort of facilities for people to play cricket. You know, not as good as, say, like England, which has millions and millions or hundreds of millions of pounds. We don't have the population of India with 1.4 billion people, most of them absolute cricket mad. So we have a lot of things against us. We are a nation of rugby followers and fans with the All Blacks. So cricket, although it's our main summer sport, is very disadvantaged, I suppose you could say, in terms of on an international scale. Yet the World Cup is on right now. Now, if you follow cricket, you'd know this, of course, and New Zealand are now in the final to play Australia this Sunday in the final. And the thing that makes New Zealand so good right now with their cricket is they have a plan. They have players in place that can implement that plan. They stick to that plan. They have done a lot of homework, a lot of knowledge, a lot of background. They have a will and a passion to win. You know, their belief and their mindset is they're going to win. And they know that because of all the hard work and dedication and research and practice that's gone into their sport and into their playing, their preparation. They've got raw talent, yes, but they've also got that mindset and that will to win. So they've done all their homework. They've done their homework against different teams. They know their strengths, they know their weaknesses, they have their plan and they implement it. So really, when you think about trading, New Zealand's very, very small in terms of financial and population on the cricket stage. Probably if you're watching this, you're a small trader, you're probably under that 100,000 live account. So really anything under 100,000 I would consider as a small trader. You know, you think that everything's against you, but discipline, a plan, knowledge, education, sticking to your plan, being disciplined, not being distracted in your trading, sticking to it. You know, that's the key. Stick to it, believe you can win, understand your system. And it's no different whether you are a New Zealand cricket team or whether you are a Forex trader trading from home. And by the time you watch this, you're going to know whether New Zealand are the World Cup holders or whether Australia beat us and we came second. But either way, amazing to actually be in the final and be in that position. So your trading is absolutely no different. Go out there, take on the market, take on the big guys, and you can do it. So I hope that helps you. Now, this time next week, I'm going to be in San Francisco. So I look forward to bringing you a video from that lovely city and helping you more with your trading. So bye for now. This is Andrew Mitchum from The Forex Trading Coach.